Hi, welcome to Let's Talk Forex with Alison and Chris. So as we know, with the advent of online trading, the number of trading tools available has exploded too. In this episode, we cover some of the most useful trading tools for analysis. As always, if you have any questions, please reach out to us on our social media channels or alternatively contact us at podcast@fxscouts.com.
Hey, Alison, how are you today?
Hey, Chris, I'm doing very well. So you're back in Portugal?
Back in Portugal.
Good stint in London, hey?
A brief jaunt to a very wet London. But it was fun. It's nice to be back. It's always good to be back in London for a few days. Couldn't live there anymore. Too insane. Oh, yeah, too mad. Just absolutely bonkers. What a bonkers town it is. But yeah, really fun to be back for a few days and expensive. Yeah. I mean, you forget living in Portugal, how expensive London is.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, you walk out the door and you spend £100. You don't even know how. But it's great. It was really good to be back for a bit. How have you been? What have you been up to?
Yeah, we are just the same. Visiting the beach.
Hanging out on the beach.
Hanging
in the sunshine.
It's actually been really windy this side. You'll be pleased to know. So... We're definitely going into winter. You can't compare European winter to South Africa. So yeah, I don't know much.
No, indeed. Indeed. Good for you. What are we talking about today?
So today we're going to be delving into the best Forex trading tools, which I think is a very interesting topic. And, you know, it's not often spoken about. So I think it's quite a nice topic for our listeners to hear about and to get a little bit more insights on the various tools that are available to help you with your trading, you know?
Yeah, because it's a really broad church, isn't it, tools? It could mean it means a lot of different things. So we're going to break it down a bit into various different categories and hopefully give some insight into our favorite ones. So basically with trading tools, they're mainly there to help traders analyze the markets, but then they do a lot of other things. And the great thing is that most of the tools we're going to talk about here are free of charge, or they're completely integrated into trading platforms. So we're going to give you an overview of some of the best trading tools available, and be aware that these are both for beginners and for professionals. So if you're just starting out, you can feel free to use these tools that we talk about.
And a lot of these tools perform different functions. So we've sort of categorized them as tools for finding trading opportunities, then tools for, you could say, taking the market's pulse or keeping track of market sentiment. Mm-hmm. Then obviously you get tools for calculating profit and loss and lot size and all that type of thing. And then you get different trading strategy tools. So when we talk about finding trading opportunities, these tools tell you basically what is moving the market and which direction price is going to go.
Yeah, exactly. And the most important obvious tool here is an economic calendar. So they're calendars, right? And they list important international events and the news releases that are going to impact financial markets. So these are usually recurring news events, such as, you know, in the United States, the non-farm payroll report, the NFP, you know, GDP reports, inflation rates, so the CPI in the United States or everywhere else, central bank announcements, so these are often to do with interest rates, and then a lot of other key economic indicators that are going to have predictable effects on price direction, and not just price direction, but also trading volume and market sentiment. And economic calendars are really important because a lot of traders categorize themselves as purely technical traders, right? They don't really care about what's the fundamental factors. But you need to understand the fundamentals behind price movement. This is really critical. It's something we've talked about quite a lot recently. Mm-hmm. You need to know when these events are going to occur, and you need to be prepared to trade the volatility they create. Or, you know, if you are purely technical, then you need to be prepared to close any open positions you have until the volatility dies down around these events.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point. So, you know, even if the economic calendar just tells you when to close a position, I think it's you've got to keep, you've definitely got to consult your economic calendar.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And another very popular way of, you know, finding trading opportunities is through Forex news feeds. And the live news basically gives you up-to-date information on geopolitical events like wars or major natural disasters that may affect the markets. And these are different to the events you'd find on an economic calendar because they're unforeseen. You know, as we saw what happened with the Israel-Palestine, you know, the Israeli shekel really took a knock there.
Took a tumble, yeah.
Yeah, obviously Russia-Ukraine and, you know, there are lots of geopolitical events that occur. So you do have to sort of keep your eye on the news. The problem is, of course, that there's just so much information to sift through. So you can obviously do a manual search of Bloomberg or Reuters or Daily FX and Forex Factory. But what I've actually noticed is that a lot of brokers offer tools that filter the news by instrument and by the impact that they have on that instrument. So those are really, really useful tools to use if you are going to be looking at you know how the news is affecting the instruments that you're trading.
Absolutely. And the same caveat applies. If you're a technical trader, these are really important just if you need to know that you need to close your positions, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, fantastic. Another one for trading opportunities. There are a couple automated technical analysis tools that we really like. These are AutoChartist and Trading Central. You know, we talk about technical analysis a lot. You know, we've mentioned it already a couple of times here, and that, you know, it's really good for identifying trading opportunities without having to keep track of the market news. The main challenge, though, is identifying accurate chart patterns that are going to generate reliable trading signals. And this is where Trading Central and AutoChartist come in. They can provide technical analysis on virtually every financial instrument to provide trading opportunities for you. And so Trading Central, what it does, incorporates independent opinions of its own research team. And then it provides automated and personalized trade ideas. It combines technical and fundamental analysis. And from that, then it will generate trading signals. It's really important, though, to note with Trading Central that the performance is largely dependent on the user. When you choose to enter and exit a trade, you know, they merely provide an idea. There's no guarantee of future results, obviously. And it's so you really need to combine Trading Central with your own analysis, your own experience. But it can be a really powerful combination.
Yeah, it really can. And then AutoChartist is another very popular technical analysis tool. You'll find it available at many brokers. But it doesn't incorporate the fundamental factors like Trading Central. So it's basically a program that identifies chart patterns using technical indicators like Fibonacci retracements, and it mainly works on support and resistance levels. So it monitors all markets, Forex, crypto, indices, commodities, everything, 24 hours a day. And then it actually alerts you to trading opportunities in real time. But, you know, the same with Trading Central, you should always do your own analysis to confirm the trading signals. And, you know, even if you consider yourself a purely technical trader, you may always want to keep an eye on the news announcements that could create volatility in the market. So even though AutoChartist may be generating certain signals, again, if there is a news announcement, it probably will not be able to predict, you know, what will happen to the price when a certain piece of news is released.
Yeah, of course, exactly. Well, I think this is a good time for a quick break. When we get back, we're going to be talking about how to keep track of the market's pulse and market sentiment.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the episode. If you're looking for more trading education, visit our website or our YouTube channel. We have plenty of resources available. And if you're looking for a good Forex broker, go check out our broker reviews.
Yeah, we provide an in-depth analysis of each broker. We highlight both their pros and cons. And you can always write to us as well. We're always happy to answer any questions. I hope you're enjoying the episode. And now let's get back to it. And we're back. So, the next category of Forex trading tools are those that tell you what's happening in the market right now. So who is trading what and how they feel about it and the relationships between different instruments and markets. You know, one of the most popular tools here is a market sentiment tracker. So this market sentiment tells you how, you know, market feels about certain instruments. So they often tally up the volume of long trades or short trades, or they might scan the current headlines to see how the media feels like about an instrument. But more often than not, it's going to be looking at total long and short trades on a certain instrument. We did a recent episode about market sentiment, I think, and we talked about how IG offers a great sentiment analysis tool. It tells you how many of IG traders are long or short on certain things. But as we pointed out in that episode, and I will say again, it's really important to know that market sentiment is considered a contrarian indicator because, as we all know, 70 to 90% of traders are wrong most of the time. So if you see that most traders are long on, I don't know, the Euro-USD, then be aware that you might want to consider shorting it if you're going to follow your market sentiment.
Yeah, and that's also because a lot of traders trade against the trend, which is...
They do. No idea why, but they do.
No idea why. and the next very useful trading tool is a correlation matrix. It's also something we've actually spoken about in previous episodes. So you can go back and listen to that episode if you're interested in it. But as a quick example, the Swiss franc, the USD Swiss franc has a negative correlation with the Euro USD most of the time, which means that when price is moving up on one, it'll move down on the other. And currencies are obviously also correlated with other assets like oil or gold, you know, the Canadian dollar and the Australian dollar, for example. And the USD is negatively correlated with gold. So these correlations can provide very interesting insights as to what actually might occur in the markets. And a correlation matrix is a tool that provides information basically about the strength of these correlations. And it gives traders insights into how to mitigate the risk involved when planning trades or to spot opportunities when different historical correlations are broken, which we've also seen recently. The markets are in a very different phase at the moment to what they were historically. And a correlation matrix really gives you a bit of insight into what the new trends are, you know, particularly between at the moment crypto and indices. You know, the S&P were very strongly correlated at some stage, but the correlation is now much weaker than it used to be.
Yeah, exactly. So it's in this way, correlation matrices are really important, especially for beginners who don't. You don't fully understand like the economic drivers behind these correlations. And as you say, really good for like if you're trading Euro USD and the GBP USD at the same time, you need to know that they're both heavily correlated.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise you're ending up, you know, you're just basically doubling your risk for no reason.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're really good. So that's a few ways of keeping track of market sentiment, keeping your finger on the pulse. So we also want to talk about how to calculate trading profits and losses. And there's only one tool here, really, and that's a Forex calculator, right? And for any good trading strategy, you need to plan your profits and losses. This allows you to make calculated risks. It calculates the maximum potential loss you're willing to accept in a trade, and you can decide whether the potential profit is worth that risk. The challenge is that calculating profits and losses with Forex trading, you can't simply subtract the opening price of your trade from the closing price of your trade. There's a lot of moving parts here. You need to consider trade volume. How many lots have you got riding on the trade? Your leverage, your account currency, the spread, swaps and commissions. You need to include all of this. And look, you can do it yourself with a pen and a paper and calculator, but it takes a long time and not everybody's going to get it right. And this is where a good Forex calculator will come in. And pretty much every good broker is going to offer a free trading calculator. If they don't, there's a lot of good ones online that are available as well. And they can include all these variables and more as well, other things you want to consider. Really important. When you're building your trading strategy, to keep aware of your profits and losses with a calculator.
Exactly. Yeah, and particularly your lot size. I think you know, as we've spoken to many traders recently, just keep it small when you start out, and being able to calculate it will help you to understand, you know, how much you're trading. Yeah. And then we're going to look at, you know, the last sort of set of tools is those that help you to build a Forex trading strategy, and I think probably one of the most important ways to do that is to backtest your strategy. It's basically when you test your trading strategies using historical data. And this indicates the potential level of success you might achieve when you try the same strategy on the live market. And many brokers offer trading simulators. I know, all the MetaTraders and CTrader and TradingView has a particularly nice one. And the simulator basically runs a trade and then it reports the results you would have achieved if you had traded using the parameters you put into the tool. This can be used for basically any instrument. And it's a very, very powerful way to test your strategies without risking real money.
Another part of tool for trading strategy is using advanced trading indicators. So indicators will give you a whole range of useful information to help you make more successful trades. So some of these include identifying volatility, whether a market is trending or ranging, whether an instrument is overbought or oversold. And then these also give you triggers for entering and exiting trades. And this is something we've covered a lot in our episodes. And, most online trading platforms come with a handful of built-in indicators. There is a huge range of additional indicators that are going to help you get more from your trading. Some of these indicator packages are available at cost, and they can be bought from forums or the MetaTrader marketplace or wherever you buy them. But mostly you'll find the brokers will offer their clients these advanced indicator packages free of charge. Be aware, you have to know how to use these, but they are, once you do learn how to use them, they're incredibly helpful.
Yeah, TradingView also has a great range of indicator packages available for free. Not available for free, depending on the package you select with TradingView. You'll get a range of them, but they are very useful, I must say. Yeah, lastly, there's algorithmic trading. So it's also known as algo trading or automated trading. And it involves using computer programs that execute trades on the markets according to predefined criteria that you set. And these algorithms are designed to make decisions about buying or selling based on any factors, including price, timing, quantity, or their various mathematical models that you can use too. And many third-party platforms like MT4, MT5, CTrader, and TradingView offer automated trading. You should just be aware, though, that brokers that have their own platforms often don't offer trading. Mm-hmm. Quite exclusive to these third-party trading platforms.
Yeah, so the main advantages of algorithmic trading include the ability to execute orders at really high speeds and volumes that a human trader just can't achieve. And so this really minimizes the impact of human emotion on trading decisions, which is something we've talked about a lot. And as a result, it'll really improve the consistency of your trading. So included in here are tools such as Capitalize AI, which is also great. And this is available at some brokers, I think Pepperstone and a couple others. And Tickmill as well. And this can help you create an automated trading strategy, even if you have no background in coding, which is really helpful. I mean, alternatively, you can also buy algos, or you can even just get algos for free off the CTrader marketplace or the MetaTrader marketplace. So yeah, really, really important part of trading. And I know it's one that people use a lot. But be aware, because it is automated, it's going to, predefine parameters. And you should combine these with something you talked about earlier, Alison, with backtesting. Always go back and use a trading simulator with your algorithm to see how it performs before you use it in live markets.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I think that about covers it. I mean, I know we could go into a lot of other forex trading tools, but I think these are the main ones, I think we've given a sort of a good range of different tools that you need to use that will enhance your trading experience. So thanks so much for listening. And what are we discussing next week, Chris?
Next week, we're talking about breakout trading, which is good. Cool. Another interesting little strategy for traders to think about.
Yeah. Cool.
Super. Look forward to talking to you then, Alison. Have a great week.
You too. Cheers, Chris.
Bye.